This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. The Bible tells us the sins of fathers are visited upon their children to the third and fourth generation. Now, this doesn't mean God sets out to punish children for their father's sin. It means sin has long tentacles. Children are impacted by what their fathers do. You see this in the lives of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Abraham lied two different times about his relationship with Sarah in Genesis 12 and 20. When confronted by Abimelech in 2010, he answered, "I said to myself, there is surely no fear of God in this place, and they will kill me because of my wife." He rationalized by claiming she is his sister and had her prove her love for him by lying for him. He blamed others, including God, and used others to cover his deception. His first mistake was talking to himself about his concern rather than talking to God. If you accuse others of shortcomings, they actually might be more righteous than you. Never use others to do your dirty work. God will hold you responsible. Notice in Genesis 26:7, Isaac does what Abraham did, asking his wife Rebekah to lie about their relationship. Again, Abimelech showed himself more righteous than Isaac. Does it surprise you that Isaac's son Jacob, under the deceptive counsel of Rebekah, lied and deceived his father? Not until Jacob wrestled with God and had his heart and life changed did this impact of his father and grandfather's sin get dealt with redemptively. Beware of the negative impact your life can have on others, especially those closest to you. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.